Steps. 1. Choose a nice size container. It needs to be large enough to store the materials. 2. Store it in easily accessed locale in your home. Teach your children and frequent house guests where the first aid kit is stored. 3. Fill the box with the following sterile and /or newly bought items. A. Adhesive dressings, of varied size and shape, from regular band-aid shapes to small squares to large. B. Small, but sharp, scissors. C. A package of gauze pads. They can be large, because you can always cut them if necessary. D. Adhesive tape, not like cellophane tape. E. Cotton balls, large and small, or tampons. F. Rubbing non-alcohol wipes for cleaning external surfaces only, i.e. cleaning dirt off of and broken skin, or wiping down a surface. G. Antibiotic ointment, for keeping the infection out of cuts, scrapes, etc. H. A thermometer. I. Tweezers for pulling out splinter. J. Non-latex gloves, in case of blood, body fluids and dangerous waste. K. Keep 2 pairs for the smallest kit. L. A bee sting kit. M. Insect repellent. N. Sterile dressings. A sterile pad attached to a roller bandage. O. Roller bandages. P. Triangular bandages. Q. Sterile saline. R. Safety pins and bandage clips. Page 6. You can use these items, if you have no supplies in an emergency. Sticks for splints. Cloth for bleeding, slings. Water, to clean wounds and eyes.